PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 74 for the high today, you guys. And yes, the sun is shining. It's going to be a beautiful start to the week. And if you want your shot at $5,000, all you got to do is download that free Odyssey app and log in and listen to PXY Mornings or PXY for an hour each day. And you are automatically entered into that national contest to get that money.
I love to see it. Who wouldn't want $5,000?
You got that right, Breeze. Well, I would imagine this is something that could absolutely put a wedge into a relationship. Kim wrote in and wants to raise her 7-year-old daughter to be vegan, but her husband is absolutely against it. And it doesn't sound like her daughter has a choice just yet, but have any of you listening ever been in a dilemma similar to the one Kim is in? 585-252-9800. I don't know. It feels like this conversation should have been brought up years ago or maybe even before marriage, but, you know, what do I know?
Mm-hmm.
Kim says, hi, good morning. Quick message for Parental Confidential. I have a dilemma when it comes to wanting to raise our 7-year-old daughter vegan while my partner is against it. I'm not okay with buying or preparing meat, and I thought I'd be okay with compromising and letting him feed our daughter animal products as long as I didn't know about it, but since it came up, it's become an issue, and I no longer feel this way. I would like to raise her vegan. My partner is not vegan or vegetarian. He's Hispanic, and he says I'm taking away from our daughter's culture by letting her have meals, by not letting her have meals his mother makes that are part of who he is. It's his culture.
Uh-huh.
And Kim says, I understand that. I understand where he's coming from. However, I eat his mother's meals just without the animal products. My partner can't get over it. He's making comments how he's going to sneak her away and get them McDonald's or a steak, and I just don't find it funny. In fact, I'm not quite sure, but it makes me panic and nauseated at the thought of someone feeding her meat behind my back. Does anyone have any advice, or has anyone dealt with their partner wanting to raise your kids vegan? Not vegan when you do. Thank you, Moose and Breezy. Okay, that came in from Kim. So she wants to raise her 7-year-old daughter vegan, and the husband says, or partner, absolutely not. But it doesn't sound from this message like they really gave their daughter a choice.
Right.
Is she old enough to make that choice for herself? Seven? You guys tell me.
I mean, that's something that you need to guide your child into. That's not something they can really choose on their own because they don't know the options. They don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They eat what you feed them. So there's that.
I can see how this would go south real quick. If you got one, you both got to be on board.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, because I'm thinking, when you have one parent trying to force veganism down their kid's throat, you have to be all in or nothing at all. You can't have one parent forcing you to live a lifestyle while the other parent is taking you to get a burger at McDonald's. How does that work? It's going to mess that kid up.
For sure. And it's going to be like, wait, what?
Oh, here come the messages. Let's go to our girl, Elena. What's up, Elena? Thanks for texting in right now. This is why it's very important to make sure you and your partner are on the same page when it comes to lifestyle and wellness habits,
mm-hmm.
especially before a baby is involved. I refuse to deal with any man who isn't plant-based or at the very least already heavily considered it and wants to make that transition. Okay.
It's just hard because, like, I don't know how you, as a human who sounds like she's very passionate about this and believes in it wholeheartedly, can be with somebody who doesn't.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like marrying someone who has a different political opinion as you. You're just canceling each other out.
Right. And, you know, like, you try so hard. Each individual wants so badly to be heard. But really, like Breeze said, you're just kind of canceling each other out. And it's always going to have. It's always going to be this argument. I have very, very close friends. Wife is Republican. The husband's Democrat.
That's my parents.
They don't see eye to eye at all when it comes to politics, but they make it work.
Yeah.
You know, they express how they're feeling. They don't throw glasses and dishware at each other.
I feel like it's hilarious because, like, my parents same boat. And, like, also, in this day and age, people are, like, will not even look at somebody if they have a differing opinion than them.
Right. I know.
My parents got married 35 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're sharing a bed.
So strange. I've dated vegetarians and vegans and all of the things. Sure have.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass. I'll tell you that much.
Listen, I had an ex that was doing it to lose weight and kind of like do a cleanse. She's like, I'm going vegan for 3 months. I went vegan with her for 3 months. I ate a lot of carbs.
Yeah. It's like everyone's like, oh, it's so much healthier. I'm like, is it? Like,
well,
I had a vegetarian ex. All she ate was mac and cheese and corn.
Yeah, I mean, you can, like, I found out that Oreos are vegan. So when I was on set, I was shooting a film. Mm-hmm. That's when I was doing the vegan thing. And, you know, when you're on set, there's so much crafty and crap that's not good for you. I'm like, don't you guys want us to look good? So here I am.
Classic.
They had all, like, meat and chicken wings and steak, and I'm stuffing my face with Oreos in the corner. Julia says, first off, it's both of your kid. So he has just as much say as you. Get over it. This vegan cult needs to end because it's making people crazy. Damn. Chris says,
This
is not what you want. It's about what your daughter wants. She's 7, and yes, to answer Moose's question, she's old enough to make that decision for herself without you telling her that she has to. Ask your daughter what she wants.
This person says, my mom did the vegan thing for a while, and us kids got to pick every day. We got to choose between mom's meals or dad's meals every single night. It was nice to have options. This person says, your child is 7. Let her be a kid. You're only setting her up for confusion and failure.
Yeah.
You are separating your child from everything growing up. They have to pick and choose what they can and cannot eat at birthday parties, sleepovers, schools, etc. Let her be a kid and make her choices for herself when she's old enough. That's from Kels.
Well, you know what? I mean, we got Halloween in 10 days, and you know they're celebrating schools. It's going to be real difficult for her.
Some schools.
Some schools, but I mean, poor girl can't have a Reese's.
But that's the thing. Like,
by the way, I don't know who needs to hear this morning, but pumpkin Reese's, the Halloween Little Reese's peanut butter cups have 4 grams of protein, so have at it.
Oh, the little Reese's shaped in pumpkins?
Yes.
I love those. They just taste better. I don't know why.
Solid. It's loaded with protein.
I know. So, you know, I agree.
If you need something after your workout, there you go.
Just let her make her own decisions when she's old enough to do so. Like this person says, there's options for kids. Mommy's meal, daddy's meal. Choose which one you like better.
We got a listener that says,
telling you right now, they're not reaching for the tofu.
No, they're not. No, no, no. Don't even bother. This is not going to work. Your daughter's just going to eventually rebel and eat whatever she wants. Yeah.
It can create very unhealthy eating patterns and habits. I'll tell you that much.
Like, I respect anybody that wants to have that lifestyle as vegan or vegetarian. I mean, you know, by all means, it is healthy. But when you start getting a 7-year-old involved, and then, like I said, you got two parents forcing this kid in opposite directions, there's no way this is going to end. This is going to end badly.
Yeah.
It really is.
For sure. So,
and everybody's saying you got to get on the same page with your husband. You guys got to be able to compromise because it is his kids too. You can't demand that your 7-year-old's going to be vegan while he's saying, well, does he have to give in? No, it doesn't sound like he's going to. But I do appreciate you reaching out, Kim, and sharing your message. I'm very interested to hear what happens with this. We think, I don't know how you feel about this, Breezy, but you should leave it up to your 7-year-old to decide what she wants.
150%.
She's old enough.
150%.
Get her that Happy Meal. Here's the take the meat off, just eat the
fries,
bread.
She's vegan.
That's right. You can only eat the fries. All right, guys, we got to take a quick break. Thanks for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings. 98 PXY.